The United Nations estimates more than 80,000 people in four countries have been affected by the floods, which began in early December. Mozambique is bearing the brunt of the disaster, with more than 70,000 people seriously affected. Rescue efforts are underway. UN humanitarian spokeswoman Elizabeth Beers tells VOA at least 30,000 people have already been moved and resettled in centers. She says many of the victims had refused to leave the dangerous areas, and the authorities have been forced to remove them against their will.
But the situation is of concern because roughly 1,600 households have been moved to higher ground due to the flooding at the confluence between the Zambezi and the River Shine. Over 31,000 hectares of land are lost. Right now, arable land are lost and flooded, which is a very important loss for the economy and for the livelihood of those population.
The relentless rains also are causing severe flooding in many areas of northeastern Zimbabwe, leading to severe destruction and affecting at least 8,000 people. Aid agencies report many crops have been washed away and food stocks destroyed. They say people who already were vulnerable before the floods are now totally dependent on households and communities who managed to salvage their own stocks. The United Nations says it is stepping up its humanitarian operations. It says it will deploy more experts in emergency management to the region in the coming days to help the governments cope with the disaster. Over the past week, the International Organization for Migration has provided non-food emergency assistance to more than 800 households in Zimbabwe. Spokesman Jean-Philippe Chosy says the risk of malaria and waterborne diseases is growing.
We have noticed with our partners an increase in various diarrheal diseases, which obviously need to be addressed, and mostly because water is being contaminated because of the floods. Drinking water is being contaminated. So obviously water and sanitation is a priority in terms of the emergency response. Yes, households have been affected. Some houses have been washed away by the rain. But there again, we are, with our partners, providing non-food items, those tarpaulins that will allow people at least to have one dry area in the house.
The distress caused by the flooding is expected to continue for some time. Heavy rains are predicted for Madagascar from January to March. The Madagascan government says up to 600,000 people could be affected by flooding. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.